This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's president has denied that Russian forces have captured the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
Zelensky's comments into...
Apologies, that is not Karen Chames, clearly. Tommy McNeil reports.
And Sunday came after a bloody 8-month battle by Moscow's Wagner Private Army with the support of Russian troops that has left Bakhmut in ruins. Zelensky said he thought Ukraine had lost the city, but he added, "You have to understand that there is nothing." He said that Russians destroyed everything and that Bakhmut is only in our hearts. Zelensky was speaking alongside President Joe Biden at the Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden, with reporters at the G7 summit in Japan, says he's still confident a deal will be reached to avoid a government default on its debt.
What happens is the first meetings weren't all that percussive. The second ones were. The third one was. And then what happens is the carriers go back to the principals and say, this is what we're thinking about. And then people put down new claims. I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Sunday said June 1st remains a hard deadline for raising the federal debt limit, with the odds quite low that the government will collect enough revenues to bridge to June 15th when more tax receipts are due. Thousands of Israelis are protesting against contentious plans by their hardline government to overhaul the judiciary, as the protest campaign showed no signs of abating nearly 5 months on. The main protest took place Saturday in Tel Aviv City, with other smaller rallies across the country. This is VOA News. Sudan's warring factions have agreed to a new short-term ceasefire after several previous attempts to broker a truce that holds have failed. Being in the Saudi port city of Jeddah, the Sudanese army and the Rapid Support Forces signed off on a 7-day ceasefire that is due to take effect on Monday evening in Sudan. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia said in a joint statement the talks in Jeddah had previously produced an agreement between the two sides on protecting civilians and easing the flow of humanitarian assistance to those affected by the conflict. But earlier ceasefire deals have failed amid accusations by both of violations. A prominent attorney who quit Donald Trump's legal team last week is attributing the decision to strategy disagreements with other advisors in the classified documents case. The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
In a TV news interview, Timothy Parlatori, a key player in Donald Trump's defense in the Justice Department probe into potential mishandling of classified documents, said there were certain individuals that made defending the former president much harder than it needed to be. He cited another attorney who acted like a filter and prevented the legal team from getting information to and from Trump. A Trump spokesman says Parlatori's statements are unfounded and that he's no longer a member of the legal team. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At least 9 people were killed and dozens more injured when stampeding soccer fans pushed through one of the access gates at a quarterfinal match in the Salvadoran League Saturday. A local police commissioner said it happened at a stadium about 41 kilometers northeast of the capital. He said two of those who died were minors and at least 2 of the injured transported were in critical condition. A soccer official said preliminary information indicates the stampede occurred because fans pushed through a gate into the stadium. Saturday was full of emotions for the trainer of the winning Preakness Stakes horse. The AP's Mike Kempen explains.
One of the horses trained by Bob Baffert, National Treasure, won the Preakness Stakes hours after another of Baffert's horses had to be euthanized after suffering a leg injury in an undercard race on the same track. That death follows the deaths of 7 horses in 10 days at Churchill Downs in Louisville in the lead-up to the Kentucky Derby. New national medication and doping rules are set to take effect on Monday. The federally mandated Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority will oversee drug testing requirements for horses that should standardize the sport nationwide for the first time. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
This is